was
our
blend of galaxies. In our galaxy are billions
of planets.
But there's only one Earth.
Kuzambo and welcome to another episode of One Earth, our program for the environment. Today I want to share with you a story, a local story unheard of, a story from the remote village of Jongtang in Trongsa. Picture this, lush green fields stretching as far as the eyes can see, with farmers walking and singing under the sun. Sounds blissful, doesn't it? But lurking in the shadows are wild boars, leopards, porcupines, tigers, and wild animals wreaking havoc on these fields, threatening the livelihoods of the hard-working farmers. Now, before I begin my story, I'd like to share the title of this story. I'd like to call it The Guardians of the Fields, The Five Dogs of Jongtang. It's a story about man's best friend taking on a whole new meaning. Dogs? Yes, dogs. On one of my trips to Trongsa and going to one of the most remote villages in Nubi, I reached a place called Jongtang. The place is far. I can vouch for it since we spent hours in the car and oh, the village was beautiful. It was like those pictures we drew as children, imagining what a village looks like. Scattered houses, a small flag on the rooftop, farmers carrying baskets in a lush green field. And then our program required us to hike up. When we had to hike up, I noticed that every time we moved to places, there were four dogs who followed us everywhere till we reached the top and they were still there. I met the fifth dog on the top. While having tea and sharing my biscuits with the four, I asked the group around me who the owner of the dogs were. "Ani agi inla," said one of the young boys, who is a recent graduate and had returned home after a long search for a job in the capital, Thimphu. "This Age is the person who bought the first dog here at Jongtangla," is what he said to me. So here's 72 years old Age Funso telling us the story.
Funso. Lord, you do the Godangba, then you bumdigi paka shungle, Chukwanim chibe bongibal. Yamasoni be coat. Palini bong that chi lamkoli show yasadu.
My name is Funso, and I am 72 years old. My daughter got the first dog from Karshung. She had actually brought two, but one ran away on the way. That's how we raised the dog as our pet. So the one which reached us, we took care of her as our pet. I named her Mixe because she has two yellow dots around her eyes. The five dogs here are a family. My Mixe is the mother. Mixe gave birth to 3 to 4 batches of puppies, but we lost them all to the leopards. There were about 7 to 8 dogs here, but we lost a few recently to the leopards. The last batch of the puppies are the ones you see now, and they have survived since the villagers here started taking care of one each as their pet.
Okay, we pause here. Mixe was the first and only dog, and she had puppies? So where did the male dog come from? Well, it all began when Upkinzang met our second Mixe in the most unexpected way.
Mm-hmm.
Ni kuzan ruin la. Then Lodi Bojin, Gypsy, Jin. Ta hemadi mil. The Anni Ru Naji Machina. My tonsil Michi Jambe, Nahino Silape. Then Anni Bullis to Naombe.
I'm Kim Jong-gu and I am 42 years old. There were no dogs here. We heard that there was a man missing from Zhongsa and the police had chased him here with the dogs. Our forest here is connected to forests in Bumthang. We heard that the fugitive had reached our village and there were police who had followed the fugitive with search dogs. With the chase, all of them were scattered. My mixer was left behind and had nowhere to go. My son brought him home and suggested we raise him. Initially, my wife was against the idea, but my love for dogs and also the added benefit of the dog helping us guard the fields made us keep mixing.
Well, you can get confused here. Mixe the male and mixe the female? Well, the villages here are simple. Both mixes are similar looking and they both have yellow dots near their eyes.
The Amdia Shamazel and Amdia Shamazel, the Le Conibe Chukudi
Chukutabe. He then met his wife, who had not been sterilized, and they had 6 to 7 batches of puppies, but we lost them all to leopards.
So that's how Mixe met Mixe, and they had babies, 3 to 4 batches, as the owners say. Unfortunately, not all these companions had an easy journey. From the last batch of 6 puppies that survived, 3 of them, puppies who were still learning to fend for themselves, met their fate at the jaws of leopards lurking in the nearby forest. Their loss was deeply felt by both the owners and the entire community, serving as a reminder of the dangers that lurk in the wilderness and of the human wildlife conflict in our community.
Chimgi goizora hyun that goizo ma se sajing a chapsu themde in la jada lo de madi ni kimse amji cha thombe da ya da ko chapsu na thim bob ji ji jo de se no.
The leopards come near our doorsteps. One of the incidents I remember is when one night I heard a sudden sound and I assumed it was my neighbor, who is usually drunk, had fallen down. But then I heard the dogs bark. So when I went to check, I saw a big leopard right above my house. He ran away. I don't know about the others, but when I'm guarding my fields, I usually take my dogs along. I can sleep soundly whenever my dogs are around. If there are any disturbances, they immediately alert me. Before, we used to get a lot of deers here as well. But now, because of the dogs, we have very few encounters. The 5 of them are a team. When the dogs are in a pack, even the leopards can't harm them. One barks, alerts the whole pack, and then they gather and immediately form a team to protect each other.
5 dogs from Zhongtang have taken up the role of guardians, protecting the fields from the relentless onslaught of wild boars, porcupines, and leopards. These furry protectors have formed an unlikely alliance with the farmers, working side by side to defend their crops, destined for a life of companionship and loyalty.
The 5 dogs here help us protect our crops. They can sense the other animals who harm our fields, so they are really helpful to us. When they bark, they alert us, and we can immediately pay attention to our fields. If we didn't have dogs, we wouldn't be alerted.
레샤 전체 병원에만 하나야 침 돈이 병원 하나 더까지
Leopards don't leave dogs alone. My missus gave birth to many puppies. Since I stay on the second floor of the house and kept the dogs on the floor, the leopards have constantly attacked the dogs. Before we even wake up, the leopards enter our house from the window and take the puppies. We raise the dogs like our own kids. I used to use my old clothes to make mattresses and blankets for the puppies. So I feel really sad losing the dogs to wildlife. Even my neighbors have the same story to share. The leopards are not scared of humans at all. They will make rounds of our houses and come to our doorsteps. The leopards even take the cats and kittens away. I was at Karshong. My wife called me and told me to hurry home. When I asked her why, she said the leopard had come near our house and was taking our cat away. The children here had made noises and chased the leopard away. The leopard had left the body in the garden. For now, the leopards have not harmed the humans here. It's mostly the calf, dogs and cats. Just recently, they took one away and now there are only 5 dogs left here at Chongtang. They usually go as groups now, one leading the other. If they go alone, they will have no defense against the wild animals. The dogs for now really help alert us at night, and we can pay attention to our fields immediately. So the dogs really help us in taking care of our field against the wild animals.
The dogs here are my friends, and moreover, they are very useful to me. When I have my dogs with me, I don't even fear wild boars or porcupines. I'm comforted by their presence.
This tale of love and loss highlights the complexities of life in rural Bhutan, where every day brings new challenges and unexpected blessings. Through it all, these dogs remain as beacons of hope, reminding us of the enduring power of friendship and the spirit of the human-animal bond. As we conclude this tale of bravery and resilience, let us not forget the invaluable contribution of these 5 dogs, Mixe, Janko, Nale, and Domchu. Through their unwavering dedication, they have not only safeguarded the fields, but also served as hope for communities grappling with similar challenges of human-wildlife conflict across Bhutan.